Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm on another level. I'm on another level.
Yeah.
I'm on another level.
Let's go.
I'm on another level.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of the Next Level Living Podcast. I'm Jeremy, your host, here with the co-host, with the most, Crystal. You know what I'm saying? Big Mike. You feel
Look
me?
At my God.
Look at my God. Mike, shame on all y'all. I thought I was going to call him Mikey. I told y'all the last episode. That's done. He's not feeling the nickname. So that's Big Mike. How you feeling, Mike? You good?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. What a difference a week makes, bro. I appreciate you, man.
No doubt, man. I had some time to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Chris, how you feeling, cuz?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. But I'm locked in. I'm ready for the day. I want to read a review, man.
Okay.
I have two reviews. I got two I want to read. I don't know if I could be slightly petty with one of these reviews, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to. Basically, somebody was affirming that I call Mike the nickname that we gave him. But I get it. He's not really feeling this, so I won't focus on that. But I will focus on this review right here, right? Check this out. My man Tommy, shout out to Tommy who be commenting too. He said, the two messages that God gave me before this podcast was just confirmed. How amazing is God? Mike said the word intentional. That's the word God told me to focus on this year. And also a delay is not a denial. Yeah. I needed this to keep me for the journey. I love you guys. Man, shout out to Tommy. Appreciate it. Tommy.
Yes, you know Tommy. You always give the best comment, best feedback. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. And that's what we want to do. You know, we want to have fun. Sometimes I might tease Mike and, you know, he might get a little sensitive, but that's just how we do. We just be having fun. He give me a hard time too. He just don't do it on camera. You know what I'm saying? But all of a sudden, y'all don't, the damsel in distress. You know what I'm saying? But
don't get it twisted, y'all. The nickname is not killing me. I just refuse to let people think that Jay is slick when he calls it to me. Don't think that the nickname is breaking my self-esteem and I'm going
we
home not, crying,
baby,
y'all.
That's in the past, Mike. We in a new season now, baby. My bad.
There you go. Big again, dog. Slick monster. I see you. I see what you did there, slick monster. You brought it up and deaded it before I could respond to it. That's genius. You feel me? Genius.
Hey, look. Guess what I'm about to do, y'all. We got a hot 30 minutes, if that.
All right.
I'm about to go across town and I'm about to pull up at this hotel that could be hosting this year's Next Level Speakers Conference. Drop it.
Where's the bomb?
I thought that was a sound effect.
No, he missed it. Let me say that one more time for Q.
Hey, delayed is not denied.
I'm about to go. And it was the wrong one. I wanted to hear the applause, boy. Hey, look, y'all. Hey, guess what, Chris? I'm about to go across town, Mike, and I'm about to get a walkthrough with the top manager in the sales department to check out this hotel downtown in Atlanta because they could be hosting our Next Level Speakers Conference.
Hey.
I'm excited.
No.
I'm excited. Yeah. We're expecting anywhere from 600 to 800 people here in Atlanta. It's going to be crazy. Our last conference, the energy, y'all was there. You know, we did a live recording of the podcast there. The energy could have lifted the building, and that was only 300 people. So imagine it when we double or triple it.
That's crazy to think about that.
I'm excited. Oh, and Chris, Jay, we already got crazy. Man, we putting you to work, just so you know, Chris. So we're gonna need some help.
The crazy thing is that I was so excited about last year's conference. Mm-hmm. I was so excited about last year's conference.
You met me on stage and insulted me.
What'd you say?
I know.
Oh, he said when I was on stage assaulting him.
You're so excited that you.
You know what? That has to go on the promo footage for this year. That has to go on the promo footage. That has to go on the promo footage for this year.
Bro,
we have never given the people that footage. That is disrespectful to our community. We've spoken about this moment way too many times for them to have never experienced this moment.
So let's just move on. You don't have it on your phone, Chris. You do not have it on your phone. So look.
Chris,
so look, the energy. I mean, imagine being around 600, 700, 800 aspiring or current motivational speakers all across the world. We just had somebody sign up in our community from it wasn't Amsterdam. It was somewhere overseas. I'm like, yo, our community of speakers is growing. And this conference is going to be major. And this conference isn't even just for people who want to be speakers. I ain't going to lie. This is really like the next level.
That's right.
Start it over, Chris. Chris, we missed missed the first part. Start it over. Start it over. Chris, is this
the camera
is this premiere? Y'all,
the camera.
Did you see legs? I just saw legs.
I got another angle.
Hey, okay. Yo, you know we excited about it. This is the one.
Q forgot who approves payroll.
I mean, do we need to see that one more time? I wasn't sure if it was clear. Was it clear?
We need laughter.
Okay. I'm going to just blow it up. One more time, Q. Look, take it back to me, Q. I got you. One more time.
Let her go to the mainstream, Q. We need her.
All right,
here we go. No. Wrong person.
Oh, it's too late to be loyal.
You've been too loyal.
It's too late to be loyal.
He said it's too late to be loyal.
All right.
No, Chris, you ready?
Yeah. It's good footage.
So seriously, though. So we literally had, hundreds of people. And this year, at the end of April, it's going to be even bigger. And I'm super excited just because we have an opportunity, man, to add value and be a blessing to everybody. And it's going to be special, man. It's going to be special. So, Mike, tell me this, bro. I'm saying for you, Chris. What's up, bro? Tell me this here, right?
Talk to me.
I'm thinking about our community as a whole. Mm-hmm. And we have people. Every aspect of life that have joined. I remember, I feel bad because I had one person be like, yo, bro, I was going to come to the conference, but I was dealing with some depression. I was in a bad place and I didn't want to bring the energy down. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro, that's impossible. Mm-hmm. It was too much energy within our community. You're supposed to, when you're down and you're in despair, you're supposed to come to events like this. Because that's how you get your breakthroughs. Right. Anyway, man, shout out to our Next Level Speakers Academy.
Not even supposed to. If you're going through something in your life, if your life is challenging and you're on the brink of not knowing whether or not you should feed what it is that's in your heart or fix the current fire that have just uprooted in your life, listen, this conference is for you. That part about you that feels like you can't show up is the reason why you show up. Like, that's the prerequisite to making sure that you get the blessing and that you are true to the calling that God has placed on your heart is you showing up to this conference. I cannot tell you how many people that I've connected with that I'm still super close to this day because they almost didn't show up and they chose to show up regardless. I'm talking about people that spent their last to come to this conference and just remind themselves that they're worth the extra work. They're worth the extra effort. They're worth putting down this investment on themselves to make sure that the rest of their life is not like the last part of their lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, this conference is going to change somebody's life. If y'all listen to these words that I'm telling you and you just take the chance, because most of us are living in fear, man. And we're trying so busy to keep ourselves safe. and we want to live this safe life. But inside of us, we're dying because we know that it's more inside of us that we've never tapped into. That's what the Next Level Conference does. It helps you. It speaks to that part of you that nobody else has been talking to. That still small voice. Yeah, the Next Level Conference is for y'all, man. Y'all make sure y'all get there. I don't care if y'all don't even think that y'all want to be an entrepreneur. Get in the room. This is for anybody who wants to live a purpose-driven life. Period. I don't care if it's entrepreneur level. Like, if you just want to be inspired and encouraged, get there. That's my promo.
Well,
I'm trying to figure out I'm gonna drop the name of the conference in the chat in just a minute, and then we'll share it, and then we'll put it in the lower thirds so that people who are interested can definitely tap in.
Bet.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's our community is special, Chris. At the end of the day, that's just what it's all about. It's been a game changer.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I think we should talk about today. If we're going to be excited about the conference coming up, why don't we just talk about community and how important community is in general, especially thinking about with the Next Level Living Conference coming up. How do y'all view community and how important is community to success? Like why don't we start with that?
Go ahead, Chris. What's your thoughts on that?
Now, I was going to say community is very important. And community doesn't just mean, you know, just where you live, like who's next to you. It means who you're putting yourself next to, who you're allowing to be in your vision, in your space, in your energy. It's those people that you trust with you, essentially. And sometimes people think they have to be there. They think their family is their only community. They think that, you know, I don't have family. I don't have friends like those, you know, that's, I don't have a community, but you choose to have a community. You can choose who you want to be a part of your journey and who has like interests. And so I think it's very important to have a community of people you can call on or people you can just like storm with, because ultimately, those are the people that also propel you and keep you and hold you accountable for things. You don't, you know, it's important. You can hold yourself accountable. And I think it's very important to be your biggest fan. But at some point, when you're not your biggest fan, your community has to, you know, you'd like them to step in and keep you going, keep you encouraged.
Man, I would probably say that most people aren't where they are in life because of the communities that they're in or that they're not in. Some people are in community, you know, in around other folks where, wow, I look so low. Give me all, yeah. Some people are around community or around people that's not really helping them grow. And then some people be like, man, I had the best year of my life because they were in a certain community. So, you know, when I think about, you know what I'm saying? Like some communities got the power, man, to strengthen you, to hold you accountable, to equip you, to encourage you, to keep you focused, to heal you. Y'all remember what happened last year at last year's conference when my man Y-Dre Nelson, shout out to Y-Dre, he in Arizona, he's in our Speakers Academy. He got awarded. I gave him the award, the Perseverance Award, because my man, I seen how he was still an amazing husband and father and speaker while he was battling cancer. And we brought him up on stage and we laid hands on him and he gave that word and we prayed over him and now he's cancer free. Like, stop playing with it, man. Like, I can be different. I feel like some people are even thriving or dying because of the community that they're in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Man, when I think about community, man, community has affected my life in every aspect of my life, no matter what point I've been in. When I've made the worst choices, I can think about the individuals that I was next to who either supported the decision or did not talk me out of it. Okay. In terms of accountability, when I think about the best places that I've been in, I think about the people who've pushed me to a higher standard than I even saw myself at, or people that picked me up when I was feeling down about either some regret or way that I was feeling about myself or a time in my life where I was just down. And they told me, hey, get about that funk, keep moving, pick your head up, go harder. Like, I've seen community be a part of every aspect of my life. And that's the reason why I refuse for my community to only be what was given to me. I refuse to not have a say so in who my environment is attached to, who I'm attached to in terms of my environment. They say that friends are the family you choose. I need to find a quote about community, like, because there is community determines how successful you're going to be or how long you're going to stay successful.
Community is the soil you plant yourself in.
Okay.
How about that?
Talk to us, Gardner.
Because there are some plants that can't grow, you know what I'm saying, and are immature, like Mike. I'm just playing. Nah, there are some plants that can't grow in certain soils. Like, I've had plants in some soils hidden, but when I change the soil, oh, it thrives. Or it might be like, yo, it wasn't nothing to do with the soil. It was just the pot was too small and the roots have not been able to expand how they should. So I'm going to place you in a large, allow those roots to grow out some more. So I feel like for a lot of people, their biggest thing needs to be like, okay, how can I uproot myself and put myself in the best community? How can I put myself in the best position so that I can thrive and I can live the life that I'm supposed to live? And look, y'all, some communities you pay for. We got our speakers community. Once you pay for it one time, you're in for life. Some people, you are in communities where you don't have to pay for it. It might be like a Facebook community that you're in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can be that simple. You know, I feel like our community is the best, but there's so many other dope communities out here. You know what I'm saying? It might be different clubs and organizations and fraternities and sororities and Rotary clubs. It might be a group chat, Mike. How we got? Like, that's a community. You got a group of people that's going to hold each other accountable. We set out these fitness goals and we're going to hold ourselves accountable and we're going to meet these goals each week. Like, that's community. My wife has a group chat with her girls. Like, that's a community.
Yeah. Right.
So I feel like, you know, what you know about that and tapping in.
Let me say, there are like, what, five core community types. One is interest community, people who share the same interests. One is action community, people who organize for change. Place, basically, you know, your community you live in. Practice community, so you with other speakers or you with other professionals, and then circumstantial community. And so when we're talking about community today, we are talking about what? Place and interest, or what are we, or what are we talking about?
Let me hear the definition of place.
We could be talking about all of them. When I first started, I was talking about interest community and more so profession community. But yeah, place is a, you know, of course, a type of community, and then circumstances, because sometimes you may not even think you're going to be in a certain community until some life happens to you and then you're all of a sudden now in a community of people that were, you know, detained. But yeah.
Crystal, let me hear that place community again.
Okay. So place community is communities of people brought together by geographic boundaries.
Okay.
So, where you live, communities you live in.
That's like, Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm on every other community except for that one. Because I know people that are thriving in their lives regardless of where they live. I'm more so on the other examples you gave, you know, and not necessarily where you're placed. Because I know people in rural towns and in different environments and inner city, country, suburbs, like, but it is thriving and dying on the inside. So I think it really depends on more like the mental and the emotional ties and communities. What you think about that?
Mental, emotional, and interest communities. That's where I think that when we first started this, that's where I was going. It's like interest communities. Yeah. You choose your interest communities. You choose the community that's going to uplift you and support you. And I wasn't talking about physical, you know, community. But when you do think about physical community, though, you know, you do want to make your actual community better, and you actually want to make sure that you're you want to make sure you're involved in your community too, as you give back. So you want to step away maybe when you're trying to build, if your community is something that needs, you know, work and needs your like expertise to go back and help build. And so in your interest community, you also think about giving back to your physical community, whatever that is.
Dope.
Yeah. Or, and you might not, you might say, yo, I'm not going to give back to my necessarily the community I'm in. Cause you might feel like I'm in the community. That's great, but I'm going to give and support some other communities. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think my biggest challenge is I've met so many different people over the years. And when I find that they're in a weird place or a dark place or they feel stuck, once I begin to ask, like, who you hanging out with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ask, like, tell me about your friends. Like, let me see the last 10 people that you text or the last 10 people that you talk to. Who'd you kick it with this past weekend? Oftentimes, I can't really think of a time. I'm sure it happened. I can't think of a time where they're like, all right, these are the last 10 people I text. These are the last 10 people I talk to. This is who I kick it with this weekend. And they all positive. They all go in places. It's typically like, yeah, you in the weird spot. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Because of the company that you keep. So I really think like that also goes hands in hands. When we talk about community, when we talk about environment, we talk about the company that we keep. Like that makes a difference in who we are. We've heard it when we were young. Show me your five closest friends and I'll show you what your future look like you the sum of them. Like that's real. And so
yeah,
that's like
have you ever had to like uproot and change your community because it was no longer serving your purpose?
Absolutely. I had friends, my homeboys, my partners back in the day, I still love them, but when I made a commitment and I made a change in my life, I was like, yo, we all are taking our individual journeys where y'all are in life right now, like that's a journey, that's the path you want, but that's not healthy for me. Like it's gonna set me back. And some of them, you know, felt like, yo, you think you're better than me, or they might have felt a certain way. I don't think I'm better than you, but I expect better for myself. So I have to change myself in the community. Right. So I still call them, I still text them. I just can't pull up to the club, I can't pull up to the studio. Right. I'd be to pull up at the crib because I don't know what's happening. I can't control that. I can just control my environment and my home. Mm-hmm. So I ended up being a homebody for a really big season and really felt that disconnect, even though we would talk, because I was like, yo, I just can't be there physically in that space because I'm in a different place. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where I'm going, this is going to set me back. And they received it. They loved it. They respected it. But I did have to kind of separate myself and say, okay, let me back up. Because this is not moving the needle for me internally. This is not helping me get to where God wants me to be.
You know what's crazy is that when I first started flying, I was warned by a lot of people that the training was extremely intensive. Extremely intense, excuse me, for 4 to 6 weeks before you officially got the job. They sent you these things to start practicing. You had to learn different airport codes in different cities all around the country. And I realized at that point that because of where that I was trying to get to, that nobody else knew about, because I had a goal in mind, because I had a certain thing that I wanted to accomplish, there was going to be a period in my life that I was going to have to separate myself completely from everybody. Not even just transitioning from one to something else. I was going to have to eliminate everybody. And I didn't have enough time to explain it. So what happens is I started getting frustrated and I started getting stressed out about the people that would understand my intention and the people that would feel neglected by the fact that I was finally choosing myself. See, somebody out there may be able to relate to the fact that you have always been the person that's been there for everybody else in your circle. And so when it's time for you to focus on you, other people have gotten so used to you being there for them that they could feel like you're either denying them or intentionally pushing them away because you're choosing to focus on you. I didn't have a chance to give that warning out. But I told God, I was like, you know what? Whoever is supposed to be in my life please help them understand and allow this experience to draw me closer to them. And I was like, God, I was like, I don't have the energy or the amount of time to sit there and just explain to other people that this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I ask that you eliminate everybody who's not supposed to be in my life during this time and me just focus on what it is that the goal is at hand. And when I right. tell you that I went through that month and I got off social media, I wasn't responding back to messages and different stuff like that. I was just focused on trying to do what I need to do to get to this point. God did exactly that. He cut off people that I never thought that I would stop being close to. And he drew me closer to people that I never expected to have such a close bond with. And now, 7 years later, I'm sitting here looking at my life and where God has taken me now. And it's so much easier for me to trust the discomfort of the next place where I'm going to, because I already know what it feels like to draw close to whoever's supposed to be there and separate myself who's not. It's not even up to myself. What's up right. to me is choosing what I've decided to do. And the community that God blesses me with then is why it's so precious to me. And it's because a lot of those people have chosen themselves as well.
Would you say successful communities are dynamic, like ever-changing?
What you
or
mean?
Would you say you need a... would you say, like, in order... when you go through success, is your community dynamic? Like, does it change all the time? Or is it you have a set community and then you have a chosen community that comes in and out?
I don't feel like your community changes all the time, Crystal, but I do feel like it's always willing to. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes your community is stable where they're at in terms of pushing each other at that place. But I feel like the fact that they're willing to change means that whenever changes occur, they can adapt to the tide because they haven't put them in place as committed to this point as they are to the purpose mm-hmm. of where it is that they're going, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, then where I'm coming from is like, okay, in music, you work for a company, right? And right. once you leave that company, that community, you still have friends there, but that community you no longer have. You kind of have to go into a new community. So for me, it's more dynamic. For me, it's always changing. The people that are a part okay. of my community, my support system are always changing in entertainment. And so you have people that, of course, like I said, you're friends with, but the people you work with are always different. And the people that are working with you on projects are always different until you get to a point where, you know, you can establish these are going to be the people throughout. But it's always unpredictable in entertainment from my experience so far. So that's what I was saying on my side. I wanted to know if it was like that on you guys' side.
Would you say that's a community, or would you say that's more like a career field?
It's still a community interest. It's an interest field. So your interest is your community. Your profession is your community. Like those people surrounding you are all a part of your community. And so that's what I was asking. Because there's a difference between a support system and a community. Support system for me are the people that are not changing. Those are the people that will be there forever. Like those are your foundational pieces. Community, it just feels like you don't. Support system still? What'd you say?
But communities can also be a support system for some.
Your support system can be a part of your community. Yes. Yes.
But okay, your community cool. However, can also be a support system. Right. I see what you're saying.
Right. But anyway, it's either here nor there. But I just wanted to know it was like that for you guys, like as you progress through the different parts of your lives. But yeah.
Yeah, my community, because now you got me thinking a whole nother lane. Now that you're mixing career fields and interests and support systems, like this thing is very complex. But so that our listeners are not brain boggled like your boy is, I think the biggest focus is, are you surrounding yourself with people who are going to help you grow? Are you surrounding yourself with people who are going to hold you accountable? Are you surrounding yourself with people who are going to tell you the truth? Are you surrounding yourself with people who have your best interest at heart? Are you surrounding yourself with people who are going to celebrate you? Are you surrounding yourself with people who are going to love you and affirm you? Are you going to surround yourself with people who are going to correct you? Truth be told, are you giving the people around you permission to correct you? You feel me? And so I feel like whether you're in our Next Level Speakers Academy community, you're moving and shaking with me, whether you're in a group chat, whether you're a part of some Facebook interest group, whether you're tapped in heavy with the people in your career field, just make sure that the community that you're in is one that's going to help you grow, one that's going to help you get to that next level, one that's going to stretch you, one that's going to challenge you, one that's going to hold you accountable, see the best in you, and demand that you evolve into that next best version of you. And I feel like if people can do that, that's how you're going to go to the next level. So for those of y'all listening, to all of our next levelers out there, whether you're watching this on YouTube or whether you're listening like on Spotify or Apple, you need to ask yourself, okay, what's my community like? Beyond my family, beyond my neighborhood, who are the 10 people I'm always texting? Who are the 10 people I'm always calling? Who are the 5 or 6 people I'm always hanging out with? Who are the people I'm always DMing? Some of y'all need to stop all the people y'all DMing, you know what I'm saying? But you need to ask yourself, like, man, who am I surrounding myself with? What does my community look like? Now, and you might be like, yo, my community is Gucci, but your life ain't Gucci. That's a problem. Come on, let's talk about it. That's a problem. I'm about to wrap it up real quick, but that's a problem. If you feel like, man, my life is not where it's supposed to be, but my friends, man, they're the best ever. That's a problem. Maybe you should find some new friends that's going to hold you accountable. Maybe you add some new friends. Not saying you got to let them go, but maybe you surround yourself with some people that's going where you want to go or that's at where you want to be. Like, maybe you ask yourself, okay, I'm not really winning in life. I'm not where I should be. Maybe my community is not as smooth as I thought it was. Maybe I need to find me somewhere. Maybe I need to find me a bigger pot to plant myself in. Maybe I got to find me some different soil to put myself in so that I can really take root, so that I can really grow and be who God called me to be. Here at the Next Level Living Podcast, all we want you to do is win. All we want you to do is live life on the next level. And for some of you, that one area in your life that you're missing out on is the proper community so that you can really grow and thrive and be everything that God has called you to be. Man, love y'all, man. See y'all next week.